Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
What's happening? What is happening?
Jamie, are you there?
Yes, Captain.
Report to the comms room immediately. I need your help.
Yes, Captain.
Barry.
Sydney, what are you...
Come on. I'm required to check in with Captain Aspros before I get on that sub that just arrived.
That was a sub docking?
That was a sub failing to dock. With an attempt like that, they clearly need medical assistance. Or medical assistance for damaging the station.
Eris, your crew must remain inside your vessel until cleared by our doctor.
I
Peterson.
Understand that, Aphrodite, but we need...
Eris, I understand the position you're in. I do. But at the very least, I am going to need a few minutes to interface with my crew before we can help you.
Fine.
What's going on?
Just a minute, Jamie. Vernon, you've got a copy.
Aw, Captain. Just waiting on your go-ahead. I'm at the physical plant door.
All right, Vernon. I want you to go back to the lab and wait for my orders there. We have a bigger problem.
Captain, if there's a problem with the station, I need to...
Jack, go to the lab and wait. You're not to leave the long-term module until I give the order. Is that clear?
Aye, Captain.
All right. Peterson.
Checking in. Can I go now?
No.
Good. I'm... What?
Peterson, you can't go.
It's my job.
They've already forced their way into the short-term quarters, but that whole wing of the station got torqued when they came in. The airlock can't be safely cycled. If you open it, you'll be exposing all of us to whatever it is they've been incubating that got them all in the state.
But...
You see the issue.
Okay, they might, but I don't. It's just the flu, right? Didn't we all get vaccinated before we came down here?
Dr. Peterson, take it away.
Seriously?
Unless you'd rather I explained it.
Fine. We've been locked in a tin can for months with only each other to contaminate. The Eris is a cruise sub. They've all been locked in a tin can for months with only each other to contaminate.
But we have subs visiting all the time.
Normally I take precautions for those visits, and normally the short-term wings maintain a completely separate air circulation system.
But this time we can't let you in to see them without mixing air because they damaged the station coming in.
Correct.
Eris to Aphrodite, do you copy?
Copy.
What's the status on getting... on getting some medical personnel over here?
We're working on it.
Captain Aspros, I understand that you have crew to look after, but...
I'm telling you to step aside. What's your name? Officer Christine.
Captain Aspros, do you know who I am?
I have absolutely no idea.
I'm Alex McQuarrie of Half Fast Investments, and we're a minority shareholder in Panoptix Deep Sea Mission. I am your boss, and I need you to let us onto the station right now.
Mr. McQuarrie, allow me to tell you something about the chain of command and how far it goes. When we're on dry land, or discussing requisitions, or doing anything really that involves topside, you may be considered my boss. However, when we are on this station, the buck stops with me. It does not matter how much of a stake you hold in the company. I am in charge, not you. I realize that this might be the first time you've ever not been in command, but tough shit.
You might end up regretting that, Captain.
Perhaps. But for now, I don't know who it was that had the bright idea to crowbar your way into the station after having damaged it, but if you had done what I was instructing you to do, that is, stay in your ship, we would not be having this problem. We could have solved the issue, and you could have gotten the appropriate medical assistance. But now, we have a major problem, and we have to fix it before we can help you without risking the safety of everyone else on this station. And that, per my instructions, from my actual bosses at Panopt, is our priority.
So, what should we do in the meantime, huh? Just... Just sit here and slowly die.
Captain Aspros, we have crew members who were injured in the crash and no way to help them. We sympathize with your predicament, but...
We absolutely do not sympathize with your predicament. And we expect to get medical attention within the next half hour. You shouldn't need more than that to do that.
We'll do our best to get you the medical assistance you need as soon as possible. I cannot make any promises. Amphitrite out.
Captain, are you sure I can't
Not
do
now,
anything
Sydney. There
about
are
this,
so many people on the ship that we can't...
That ship has injured
this
people
This is my call. We cannot afford to have other people contaminated.
It's my job to be helping.
Hey, shouting isn't going to solve this.
Well, what would you suggest, Barry? That way I'll just sit around waiting for the people on that ship to get so sick it won't matter anymore, and all we can do is send their coffins back topside?
Peterson...
No, you want me to stay here and do nothing, and that is the exact opposite of what I'm supposed to be doing on this damn station to begin with.
Sydney.
God damn it, Phaedra, let me do my job.
Go back to medical.
What?
Go back to medical and start preparing everything you're going to need to get these people treated.
Okay.
Captain, was there something you wanted me to do?
Jamie, Ramirez hasn't checked in yet. Can you go track her down and make sure she didn't hit her head when the sub docked or something?
Of course. Anything else?
I know I said you'd have some time to consider, but I really need to know if I can count on another officer right now. Are you in or out?
I'm in.
Great. Get in contact once you've tracked her down. I'm sure I'll need you again by then.
These people need medical treatment, but they're not going to get it until Phaedra is satisfied.
Oh.
It's the flu though, right? No one's gonna die. Then why not treat them? No one's going to die applies as much to us as it does to them. Jack, you have to think about the bigger picture. Consider your greater responsibility beyond what you owe to the captain of this station. You know it's the right thing to do.
The right thing to do? What are you talking about, mate? It's bloody mutiny is what it is.
This isn't the military. You're not going to get court-martialed and shot. Your boss is making a bad call, and you want to do the right thing. Even if it's not a court-martial, the right thing is still going to get me fired.
No, no, here's the thing. If Aspros fires you, you can appeal the decision with Panop. And even if they side with her, imagine the headline that runs for that story in the news. Man fired for rendering aid to sub-crew in distress. How do you think that plays?
I don't care how the headline plays. I'll get a rep for mutiny. I'll never have another job.
Everyone else on this station wants to open up that door and let those people get help.
The officers don't.
Officers?
Jamie got a job offer. Head of research.
Where did that come from?
Beats me.
The point remains, though. We don't actually know what Jamie thinks, but all the rest of the crew is on your side here.
Ethan Peterson, you reckon?
Especially Peterson. You saw them stomp down the hallway, same as me.
Yeah, true.
You could go talk to them.
And do what? Talk them into opening the airlock instead?
Like I said, everyone else is on your side in this. You might not even need to say the word.
Huh.
Just have a chat. See how it goes.
All right.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Hamish. Have you seen Mona? I've been tasked with finding her.
I haven't seen her today. Jamie, did you... Head of research, huh?
News sure travels fast among six people. I guess Phaedra wanted an excuse to not have to read all your findings.
What did you hear of...
So, sounded like you and Jack were having quite a discussion before I came in, but somehow I didn't manage to catch a single word of it.
All right, then.
Well, I need to go find Mona. I'll talk to you later, Hamish. Hey, try to get some sleep. You look like someone wiped the floor with you.
I'll do my best. Have a good afternoon, Doctor.
Well, if she's not in the lab, she's going to be in medical or her quarters, I guess. Who am I kidding? Medical it is.
Look, Doc, you know I can't be the one to go over there.
Yes, because you'll lose your job if you do.
And you know I can't mend the problem in time.
Why do I know that?
I can't walk properly. If I can get down there, I can fix whatever needs fixing, but not before someone on that ship gets too sick for it to matter.
Can you walk someone through it?
Not without seeing the damage. And just from the way the crash sounded, it'd be days before we got everything fixed to the captain's.
Specifications. Days before she'd let anyone go over there to help. And that's with me at full capacity. And everyone working to fix the damage. You're the only one who can really do anything for these people, Doc.
This was a direct order, though. I was told to stay put until further instructions arrived. This would be Barry.
Hi, Sydney. Jack.
Jamie.
I'm just, looking for Mona. She hasn't been through here, has she?
No.
Okay, well, I guess I'm just gonna go check for her in her room.
Hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with Captain Aspros about not treating the Eris crew and passengers?
She is the captain.
But do you agree with her decision?
No.
See? We all think she's making the wrong call.
What about Mona?
What about Mona?
You think she'd agree with the captain?
No.
I do still need to go find her and make sure she's okay, but I think once she understands the situation, she'll be in favor of helping the heiress.
In favor strongly enough to support going against Captain Asperos?
I don't know. I don't know if anything is enough to justify going against the captain.
But you do support going against the captain, right?
I mean, it's still just the flu. Worst case scenario, we're all miserably sick for a while.
People do die of the flu.
Yeah, but we're all in good health. We should be fine.
That's my professional judgment, yes.
Then, yeah, I think it's worth it. I guess there's a line between what's right and what's allowed.
So we all agree. Now, you gonna go or not?
Wait, Sydney, aren't you worried about losing your job or something?
Not particularly. I'm a doctor. Disobeying orders in order to render medical assistance is an obligation of the profession. And quite frankly, if I did lose my position here, I'm more than good enough to find work wherever else I want.
Well, okay.
Another reason why it's got to be the doc.
Yeah, okay. Right. Well, I'm technically your superior, so I suppose that I should caution you against going.
Are you going to?
I'm going to go try to find Mona. Make sure you let Phaedra know when you're done with the prep work she asked for.
Oh, well, all right then.
Are you gonna go now, then?
As soon as you stop pestering me.
Good luck, Sydney.
Come in.
Hey! Oh, good, you're okay.
Hey! What the hell is going on out there? I heard the crash but didn't want to leave because it sounded so bad. And I kept getting interference on the internal channel.
Yeah, I guess you are right under it. A ship crashed into us.
How bad is it?
Pretty bad. Hey, I actually need to calm Phaedra. Can I?
Oh, yeah, just here.
So, this is quite a small space.
Good thing we're already close.
Yeah, that is good. Captain, do you have a copy?
Go ahead, Jamie.
I found Mona. She's fine. She's in her quarters and was apparently having some problem with her comm unit.
Well, good thing she's accounted for.
Do you have a status update on if we're going to be able to help the heiress?
It looks like the damage is pretty extensive, and I don't know if we're going to be able to fix it before
Warning.
We get to...
Airlock breached. Warning. Airlock breached.
What the... What is...
Warning.
Who has
airlock
a copy?
Breached.
Vernon? Peterson?
Warning.
Airlock Sorry, Captain.
Breached.
I'm about to go
Warning.
Off internal communications.
Airlock breached. Warning.
Sydney, what the fuck did you just do?
Jamie?
Yeah?
What's going on?
So the ship that crashed into us was carrying a bunch of people who were very sick with the flu on it. And Sydney just decided to go against the captain's orders and treat them, even though that means we're all going to get exposed because of the damage they did when they docked.
Oh, okay. So we'll all get sick soon, then?
Probably. What are you doing?
Well, I won't be able to hold your hand once you're sick. That's a good way to spread diseases.
I guess that's true.
Do you have anywhere you need to be?
Well, Phaedra hasn't said anything, so I suppose I can just stay here for a while. You know, until further orders.
Yeah. This is nice.
It is. Just sitting here together. It's nice.
Under Pressure is a production of the Procyon Podcast Network. This episode was written and directed by Margaret Clark and Phoebe Siders. The episode was mixed by Aaron S. Dominic Wright composed our theme. This is the end of the first season of Under Pressure, and we'll be on hiatus for a while. However, while we won't be charging patrons, the Patreon will still be active as we catch up on rewards we didn't get posted during the season, such as commentary on episode scripts, vignettes, and other patron-only rewards. If you'd like to see a second season, please pledge your support. This episode featured James Oliva of What the Frequency as Alex McQuarrie, and Jessica Washington of Greater Boston as comms officer Holly Christine. Madison Schaefer played Jamie, Jory Taylor played Sydney Peterson, Daniel Shamaya played Captain Aspros, Zach Valenti played Jack Vernon, Peter Campbell played Hamish Turin, and Thea Rogers played Mona Ramirez. You can find us at underpressurepodcast.com, on Tumblr at underpressurepodcast.tumblr.com, and on Twitter at @U_P_podcasts or at Procyon Podcasts. We'd like to take the opportunity to give special thanks to Jordis and Art Clark, Barbara Siders, Alyssa Barnett, and Rusty Barnett. Additionally, we'd like to shout out the audio drama community as a whole, especially Misha Stanton, Jeff Van Driessen, and David Reinstrom, as well as our fellow space raccoons Alex Yoon and Andrea Clausen of Station to Station, and Jessica Best of The Strange Case of Starship Iris. This season would not have been possible without them. Thank you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.